Just a little more, and I'll be on that ridge up there. Over this rock. There we go. Woo! Would you look at that view? Can you see the whole valley from up here? Looks so vibrant after the winter. The trail guides were right. This is a perfect place for a spring hike. Everything is coming to life out here. It's amazing. I feel like I'm the only person for miles. Hello? Hello? Oh my god, that was... I was just seeing if there was an echo. I thought I was all alone on the trail. This is humiliating. Why don't you come up and take a look with me? That way I can stop talking. Great. That's what I said. I mean, I said the same thing to myself. It's really beautiful up here. No, I've never been here before. I was looking for trails and a website recommended this one. I'm sort of new to the area. A friend got me into hiking as an alternative form of exercise. It's so much more stimulating than walking around the burps and dodging traffic. Being surrounded by all this life and the peace and the quiet. When some silly person isn't yelling, I guess. It's very natural. What about you? Have you come out here before? Oh wow, that sounds great. It must be amazing to come out here that often. That's funny, part of your territory. I bet it's great here in the summer and autumn. No, but you're right, it's so alive with all the new leaves and the flowers poking out of the ground. Spring is definitely in the air. It feels incredible to be out here in it. I should keep on. I don't want to interrupt your time out here. Sorry for disturbing your hike. It was nice to meet you. Who knows, maybe I'll run into you on the way back. Well, that was embarrassing. Good job. He was nice though. Although he scared the hell out of me when he just appeared out of nowhere. You'd think one could hear him approach with all that muscle and bulk. He seemed pretty quiet. Not that my yelling helped anything. The strong, silent type. Why didn't I introduce myself? Hi, I'm the crazy person who talks to themselves in the woods. Bye, handsome rugged woodsman. Whatever. Maybe next time I'll actually do myself a favor and not blab myself into a corner. Not that I'd mind being backed into a corner by that one. He was massive. I mean, I'm not tiny, and yet he's easily twice my size. Mm-hmm. That last bit was tricky. I'm taking a breather. I'm sweaty, but God, I feel invigorated. This is amazing. Everything's so vibrant and alert. Hmm? Oh. There's my stranger down the trail. I can just see him through the trees. Oh, I guess he sees me too. He must have sharp eyes. How does he move through the trail so quickly? He's like a big bear barreling through the woods. I'd probably fall flat on my face if I tried to jog through here. Jeez, I feel like a deer in the headlights right in his path. I'll just wave and carry on. You wave back. I wonder what he's smirking about. Is he happy to see me? I'm staring at me through the trees. It makes me feel... Never mind. Time to get back to it. I'll feel silly if he catches up to me again. Oh, he's still dancing. He's smiling. Is he laughing? Oh yeah? Well, two can play this game. This may be silly, but it's fun. Nice, the trail is smoother here. That'll let me get a bit of a lead, hopefully. He's still there. He's going to catch me. I feel like I'm being hunted. Why did I think of it like that? And why is it so hot? I wonder what he's going to do if he catches me. The trees are denser here. He'll have a hard time getting his large frame through these bits. He might even lose track of me.
You're going to have to be faster than that.
That look. He wants to get his hands on me. He's slowing down.
You can't catch me, big guy.
I'll lose him when I get over this hill. He won't be able to see me. There. That tree. I'm small enough, I can hide there. Alright, let's see how much of a hunter he really is. Just have to be quiet and he should rush right by. There he is. I can hear him. He knows this trail. It's his territory after all. He's moving past. I lost him. Not today, you bear. I win. This prey got away. What would have happened if he had found me? I'm sure we'd just laugh at this silly game. Or he'd put his big paws on me. I probably wouldn't get away if he did. He could do whatever he wanted then. Back. He must have figured it out. Or maybe he's just giving up and heading back to the trail. It's okay. It's okay. Just be quiet and that beast will move along. he gone?
I think. Holy shit, you scared me.
You win. You caught me. I was sure I'd lost you. You normally stalk people in the woods like this.
My fault? How?
You thought I was egging you on. Maybe I was a little. It was fun, that's for sure. I guess I'm feeling a bit of the spring fever. Spring fever? You know, that restless, excited energy you get when winter ends and things heat up. So, you've caught me. You got me here against this tree. What happens next? Maybe we could... Oh. No, don't stop. Yes, that feels amazing. Feeling pretty proud after that successful pursuit, big guy. You have me pinned to this tree. I'm not going anywhere, am I? I may be small, but I'm not some little forest bunny. You can be rougher with me. You bit my lip. You are a beast, aren't you? You smell so good. We both worked up quite a sweat, didn't we? Oh yes. Kiss my neck. Oh yes. Yes, that feels so good. You're making me so wet. Yes, you are. Just ravishing me here. Out in the wilds. I'm going crazy. I think you're enjoying it too. There's something big and hard under your clothes. And I'm not talking about your muscles. How does my hand feel rubbing you, my big bear? I bet it feels bad trapped under all those clothes. Maybe we should let you out? Let you be free and wild? Would you like that? Look, you're going to leave a mark. No, don't stop. Suck as hard as you want. Bite me. Do whatever you want. I knew your hands would feel good. Shit, yes. Touch me. I want it. My panties. They're stuck. Yes, inside. Please. Yes. That's it. Your big fingers rubbing my heart. Slick pussy. Fuck. Yes. Yes. easy there. Don't rip my clothes, you beast. You'll get to have me no matter what. Yes, I want you. Fuck me. You caught me. Now, take me. Oh, shit. I want that big cock in me. Right here on the forest floor. Oh, your body's so warm. Yes! Oh, fuck. That's it. That's it. Oh, keep going. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Take me. Yes. Oh, you're so big. Look in your eyes. Oh, so wild. Oh, that's right. Fuck me. Feel how wet I am for you. Oh, hot and tight my pussy is. Oh, pin my hands. I want. I want to feel like you're claiming me. Oh, fuck. Harder. I can take it. Oh, holy shit. This is so intense. Yes. Oh, you're so powerful. Oh, and strong. Oh, it feels so right. Big bear want to come deep inside his prey. Oh, fuck. Yes, I see it in your eyes. You can do it. Come into me. Yes. Come in my bear, unprotected, fertile cunt. Please. I think you like it. I think you'd like that. I can feel you too. Let go of my wrists. I want to have my hands on you. I want to let my nails dig into you when you come. Yes. Oh, my God. Don't stop. Please. Oh, God. Yes. So close. Oh, breathe me. Yes. Yeah. Give it to me. All the way. Oh, shit. Oh, I'm coming. I'm gonna come. Yes. Yes, I can feel it. Pump it into me. Give me your seed. Fuck. Ah. animal. Good word. Really good fucking word. Unexpected is another. Badly needed too. I told you. Spring fever. It makes people do interesting things. It gets them in touch with their inner nature. I think the tour guides were right about this trail. I think I'll be revisiting it often. If it's so captivating now, I can only imagine what it may be like the rest of the year. If I'm not careful, we may just cross paths again. And maybe you'll have to teach me another lesson for so carelessly invading your territory. You'd have to find me first, though, my great bear. I may be new to the area, but I'm a quick study. Maybe next time you'll find it. It's me that catches you in my claws. Mm.